For this Friday, January 26, with your Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Redman reporting. The City of Mount Vernon posted on Facebook that the city has made the difficult decision to deaccession the Imagination Station Playground at the Alexandrian Public Library. This decision was made due to ongoing safety concerns with the aging structure and is effective immediately. They asked that visitors respect the posted signage and no longer use the playground. Imagination Station was created 24 years ago, and the city says the playground has been loved by so many who came to gather, interact, and play. The city says they are already in the planning stages of what will come next in the playground space for the community. Fifth Third Bank in Poseyville officially closed their doors last week. That leaves the people of Poseyville and neighboring towns with two banks. Those banks are Crane Credit Union, based out of Odin, Indiana, and First Bank, based in Carmi, Illinois. Poseyville town historian Chad Williams shared on the History of Poseyville Facebook page that the original presentation of the building returned as Fifth Third Bank removed their sign that uncovered the Bozeman Waters National Bank markings, which dates back to 1924. The building will turn 100 years old this year. The building was added to the National Register of Historic Places in October of 1987. The building at 19 West Main Street in Poseyville is presently for sale. The website loopnet.com has the 2,800 square foot building listed at $450,000. Turning our attention to some sports news, as North Posey girls basketball closed their regular season with a 53-47 win at home over Forest Park last night. The Vikings head into postseason play with a 9-14 record. They will take on Crawford County on Tuesday in the first round of sectional play at South Spencer High School. USI women's basketball continues their winning ways as they beat Western Illinois at home last night 81-61. Meredith Raley had 21 points, and Vanessa Shafford had a double-double for the Screaming Eagles with 15 points and 12 rebounds. USI has now won 9 straight games as they run their record to 13-5 and a perfect 8-0 in the OVC. USI men's basketball lost another tight game at home against Western Illinois 73-68. It's now 5 straight losses for the Screaming Eagles as they tumble to 5-16 on the year and 2-6 in the OVC. Jeremiah Hernandez scored 26 points in the loss for USI. From the NBA last night, the Indiana Pacers were able to terminate a 3-game losing streak as they defeated the Philadelphia 76ers at home 134-122. Pascal Siakam put together a triple-double with 26 points, 13 rebounds, and 10 assists. The Pacers improved to 25-20 and will be in action again tonight at home against the Phoenix Suns, tip-off at 6 o'clock. Coming up this evening in local high school boys basketball, Mount Vernon travels to Tell City for a 7:30 tip-off. The Wildcats have won 4 of the last 5 games and have a record of 8-7. You can hear tonight's game on 106.7 WMVI and online at PoseyCountyRadio.com with Chris Cook, now and Buck on the call. The North Posey boys basketball team does not play tonight, but they will be in action tomorrow evening at Princeton at 7 o'clock. The Vikings have won 5 straight games and sit at 12-2 on the season. Chris Moreland will have the radio broadcast tomorrow night on 98.9 WPIW and online at PoseyCountyRadio.com. That wraps up your news and sports for this Friday, January 26th. We are keeping you informed on all things Posey County on the radio, and you can read and listen to the news anytime online at PoseyCountyRadio.com. Reporting for Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Redman. Enjoy your Friday and have a great weekend. Your weather forecast is next.